This is Scott Rutherford with the Six Sigma Forum. I'm sitting with Karen Martin, keynote at the 2013 ASQ World Conference, as well as I know Karen from the ASQ Lean and Six Sigma Conference in 2012. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Karen, just a quick background. She's on her way to receive the 2013 Shingo Research Award for her book, her latest book, The Outstanding Organization. So let's start there. Why don't you tell us about the book? What was the impetus for writing it?
Yeah, so the book is actually probably 20 years in the making, and it comes from, you know, all these years of working in the quality and continuous improvement field and finding these repeated patterns of organizations not being as successful with improvement as they absolutely could be and need to be. And so I started looking at, well, what are the common things that are happening out there? And then, of course, the book is about what to do about them. So mm-hmm. The common things that I found in looking outside of business and looking at outstanding performance outside of business were these high levels of clarity, high levels of focus, very, very methodical, disciplined approach to whatever the endeavor is, and that resulted in high levels of engagement. So I started testing that theory among my clients and other organizations that I was, you know, tangentially involved with, and found, sure enough, organizations were often lacking in those four behaviors, and they didn't have practices built into how they behave as an organization that enabled them to really achieve the levels of excellence that they were hoping to get. So I wrote the book to help organizations first, you know, heighten their awareness mm-hmm. that this is an issue, and then to also give some very practical tips on how to instill these behaviors into the DNA of an organization.
Okay, so let me kind of segue into another question with a little bridge here. So as a continuous improvement practitioner, we're not talking about the traditional methodologies that we normally work with. So I could see this book being an excellent bridge for someone to include in their toolkit, as to say, okay, we get to the improvement level. Now we need to kind of look at it more organizationally from a clarity perspective. Am I off base a little bit?
No, not at all. Actually, the book could come into play in one of two places on mm-hmm. the, you know, transformation path. One would be an organization that wants to start the transformation path in earnest may be very well served to mm-hmm. take a step back before they get too far down the pike and really build these practices into the organization, or at least be aware that they've got to do it concurrently. Mm-hmm. For an organization that's been on the path for a while, and maybe they're a little frustrated with not getting any greater results than they've been getting, it's a great place to now take another step back mm-hmm. and look at building a stronger foundation along with continuing their improvement efforts. So it, you know, I think that, you know, if you keep on doing what you've always done, you know, yeah. you'll keep on being what you've always been.
Right.
So if organizations aren't happy with how they're progressing, this is, I believe, the key to taking a look at.
Good, good. So then let's go with the traditional side of things from a continuous improvement practitioner. With the things that you've been working with in businesses and that type of thing, what trends are you seeing regarding the interest in improvement methodologies in companies?
Ah, good question. So in the companies that are pretty vested in mm-hmm. improvement, I would say the biggest trend is toward the quality professionals and improvement professionals becoming better skilled as coaches and getting that coaching capability throughout the organization to spread the wealth, as I call it, you know, to spread the knowledge and skill set around improvement, root cause analysis, the mm-hmm. whole bit, problem solving. And so that's a trend. For organizations that aren't very mature on that path, it's kind of a split thing, 50-50. I mean, 50% of the organizations that haven't been on the path are nowhere near going on the path, mm-hmm. and that's a sad thing, sad commentary. 50% of them are actually finally hearing, you know, they're hearing about what mm-hmm. Lean and Six Sigma can do in a positive way, as long as they don't, you know, kind of hear the misapplication of the methodologies, okay. then they're usually pretty excited about going there. So many of my clients are brand new on the whole Lean Six Sigma path, and this many years later.
Wow. Okay. Super. All right. Then I'm going to stretch back to the CI practitioner piece. Social media obviously is becoming an important piece in what we're doing. Obviously, there's a lot of social media here at the World Conference and trying to promote that. Where do you see your role with all that, and how is that how does having a practice and expertise in social media help with continuous improvement?
That's a great question, because social media, I think, is underused in the quality and improvement world. So there, if you're on Twitter, for example, to me, there are two camps that are on Twitter. There are a lot of consultants on Twitter, but if they're the right kind of consultant, they're being very generous and sharing a lot of information. So you can learn a lot by looking at what consultants that are, you know, up in the game, what they're posting. I actually learn a tremendous amount every day from looking at my peer group, and the posts are just incredible. The other thing is that the networking opportunities. Yeah. You know, I've met three people here that are big Twitter followers that I've never met face-to-face before, and it's just been really nice to connect with people and share ideas and all that. So that's good. The blog world, I think the blog world has been, you know, a boon to improvement, because you just get a chance to read very concise case studies and learn about new applications of existing tools and things like that. So there are a lot of really great bloggers out there that bring a lot to the table in the social media space.
All right, super. So let's, as a wrap up, I know you've been to past world conferences before. What's your take on this one? How's it been for you personally? Obviously, as a keynote, it's a great honor type of thing. But do you have any general impressions of what we've done here so far in Indianapolis?
Yeah. So first of all, I have been to them before, but I feel a new energy here. I feel a renewed energy. Perhaps it's a bit because we're healing from the recession. You know, quality got beaten up quite a bit in the recession, and so, you know, perhaps that's part of it. But I also sense this kind of rebirth going on, and the theme itself, managing change, I think has been maybe predictive of the group that's here and what they're gaining from being here. So I just love the energy of this conference, and it's a really very well put together conference in terms of logistics and things like that. So it's a place that I think anyone can take away a tremendous amount from this conference.
Well, super. Well, Karen, thank you much for taking out the time, and safe travels to picking up your award. And this is Scott Rutherford. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Scott.